Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What if the president lied about Benghazi, and what if, in fact, he knew about this much earlier?
What if it turns out that their lives might have been saved?
Well, what if it turns out that Benghazi was a death trap?
If there has indeed been a cover-up.
If he did nothing.
If he lied.
If that's the case.
If that's the case, John, that's outrageous.
Then that is the shame of America.
The consequences, of course, would be significant, including possible impeachment, if he lied.
That's a roundup of some of television's talking heads painting an outrageous picture of what happened in Benghazi, while at the same time acknowledging that they really don't know what happened in Benghazi. The attack hearings, number one item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in as we go over for the next hour the items from number one to number 10, the rundown, if you will, determined by the folks at talkers.com, where you can every day get a rundown of what's going on in the industry, what happens with the hosts, the stations that are carrying it, and we, of course, monitor as this program is produced, monitor talk radio programs all around the country. Number 10, the military sex abuse report. Number 9, the Jody Arias verdict. Number 8, the Dow surpassing 15,000. Number 7, gun control. Number 6, Boston Marathon bombing and its aftermath. Number 5, Syria. Number 4, Mark Sanford. Number 3, immigration reform. Number 2, the Cleveland captives case. And number 1, the hearings as we look into what happened in Benghazi. Let's get to the Daily Show's Jon Stewart here talking about the lack of evidence that continues to spawn hearing after hearing, and how if there is someone to blame, it's probably members of Congress who cut security funding for our embassies a couple of years ago.
Testimony from government whistleblowers on the devastating and tragic attacks that cost 4 American lives in Benghazi, Libya. Testimony that will blow the lid off the giant cover-up propagated by this administration.
Come Wednesday, you're going to start hearing the truth about Benghazi, and it's going to make you mad. It's going to make you upset.
And if it doesn't, we'll have another one until it does.
You may be wondering why, for Benghazi, Congress has held 9 full hearings, including one closed hearing. Why Ambassador Pickering and Admiral Mullen issued a full accountability report chastising the State Department for their systemic failures, and why Benghazi has generally emerged as a rallying cry for the president's opponents, when during the Bush administration there were 54 attacks on diplomatic targets that killed 13 Americans, yet garnered only 3 hearings on embassy security total and 0 outrage on Fox. What did the president do?
When it all went down in Benghazi, the administration facing the election went into panic mode, wanted to contain it. Don't send in the military. Don't blow this into a bigger thing that's going to be. This Obama administration, in this case, was cowardly, duplicitous, and they sacrificed American lives for politics.
You know what? Actually, outrage justified. For the President of the United States to consciously allow Americans to die to protect his own political chances is damning, and your level of anger is in fact justified, as is the question you've been asking now for 8 months.
Where's the media outrage on Libya and Benghazi? Why is this story not getting more coverage in the mainstream media?
Where is the outrage?
Where is the outrage over Obama's cover-up, which we know is indeed the case?
That indeed was the case.
I think I see the problem here. You can't understand why everyone else isn't as outraged as you, when it's because the rest of us aren't sure if what you're saying is true. If what you're saying is true, if the president let American die for political reasons, then by God, bring us the evidence and we will grab the pitchforks and torches along with you. But remember, that game goes both ways. In 2011, the State Department requested funding for worldwide security protection and upgrades, money that could perhaps have gone to protect Benghazi. The Republicans, like Darrell Issa, who's heading up this committee, voted to cut that funding. Maybe because of political reasons in an election year to make the president look weak, thus sacrificing Americans for political gain.
Up next on the countdown, more on Benghazi. That'll have your interest, I'm sure, so stand by for more on that here on the countdown.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight,
and some music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Hot Hits and Talk Radio. Let's, I guess, as we count from number one to number ten, the item that is number one, Benghazi and the attack hearings that are going on. Host Ann Potter talking to political reporter Jamie Dupree about some of the testimony given this week at the hearings.
I had to dig back in the AP summaries, the national summaries that the Associated Press puts out. I had to dig back to find any copy on the Benghazi hearings. When I did, it was all about the call by Gregory Hicks to Secretary of State Clinton talking about the confusion there. A very innocuous story from Associated Press. It totally missed the compelling, emotional, enlightening testimony.
Well, then you'll have to look on the front page of the Washington Post and the front page of the New York Times, which have a lead story on the Benghazi attacks. I think we look back and we can have an argument as to whether or not there was a lightning in a bottle moment, Dan, but I don't think you can deny the Republicans moved the ball down the field, in a sense, on the Benghazi issues. As you mentioned, we heard from the first time from somebody who was actually in Libya the night of the attacks, the former number two man at the U.S. Embassy, detailing how he had tried to move people around, move military assets around, evacuate his own staff and more in the wake of the attacks in Benghazi. But then he also described how, after he objected to the Obama administration description of the attack as being spurred by an anti-Muslim YouTube video, things went south for him. He felt like he had the heat put on him about his management style. He was told not to meet with a Republican member of Congress who was in Libya investigating the attacks. and then effectively he said he was demoted back to a desk job at the State Department. So even though Democrats will say that, you know, this is nothing but a fishing expedition, I do look for Republicans to hold more hearings, bring in more senior State Department officials, and then go from there. Whether it becomes something that is truly a big-time scandal, we'll have to see what the Republicans are able to put on the table. But certainly, they were able to keep the story going.
One of the telling moments is when one of the witnesses confirmed that he was told by the State Department, do not cooperate with the congressional representatives who are coming to investigate.
As I mentioned, he was told not to meet with Congressman Jason Chaffetz of Utah, was in Libya. Gregory Hicks went ahead and met with him anyway, and in fact met with him in a briefing in which the State Department minders who were with the congressman were excluded, much to the displeasure of some top officials back in the State Department. And it's clear that Republicans have some emails right now that they've been leaked. But haven't been given officially by the State Department that may expand this inquiry even more as well, Dan.
Okay, so what is next?
What is next? We'll just have to wait and see when they schedule more hearings. I'm not sure we're at that explosive moment or anything yet, but certainly they've got some things simmering on the burners on the stove. The big question, of course, gets to be trying to get information out of the State Department and out of the government. For example, I'm trying to do a story right now on a group of judges meeting for a judicial conference at a big swanky resort on the East Coast. You can ask all you want, but sometimes you can't get the information you're looking for.
All right. Here's talk host Nicole Sandler with a focus on the questions that weren't asked and the people who weren't in attendance at the hearing.
You may have noticed that the military person who decided not to, quote, send in the troops was not there. And even a question asking who that person was not asked. Again, it says nothing to cover up equals no cover up. And finally, somebody points out the budget cuts because, boy, those on Fox are so quick to point out that, that the money to for more security, more security was turned down. Well, the Republican House committee that was, it cut the budget for security for our embassies. And again, there were a hell of a lot more attacks on embassies and more American lives lost during the Bush administration than, during the Obama administration. Yet, boy, they're certainly not bringing that up. And Griffin Darkletter says Benghazi equals Republican fishing expedition plus spending spree. You're right, because he asked earlier, does anybody have any idea how much these hearings are costing us? Because they keep doing hearing after hearing after hearing, hoping if they throw enough against the wall, something will stick. There's nothing to stick because there's no there there. What they learned was there were some special forces who were in Italy, but they would never have gotten there in time to help. And if they had sent in this reaction force, there would have been more U.S. lives lost. Very possible. So Congressman Elijah Cummings was one of the Democrats on the committee. He was there, and he was asked, there was this, we were told, stay tuned. Fox had all the graphics and all the sounders and all the breaking news and bombshell expected, and we're going to get all this information and find out how, Obama should be impeached because there's all this new information coming out. And, well, Congressman Cummings, what did we learn?
We all watched today as unsubstantiated Republican allegations about Benghazi disintegrated one by one. There was no evidence of a conspiracy to withhold military assets for political reasons, no evidence of a cover-up, no evidence that the administration deliberately misled anyone, no evidence that anyone was threatened for coming forward to testify. The primary Republican claim for today's hearing completely fell apart.
Hello.
There was absolutely no evidence that military officials withheld assistance for political reasons, as Republicans allege. The Defense Department directly contradicted Chairman Issa's claim that four military personnel were told not to board a flight from Tripoli to Benghazi on the morning after the attacks because of political opposition to having a military presence. The military chain of command directed them to remain in Tripoli to help with the wounded, which they did. And I could go on. But I'm hopeful that as we move forward from here, that we'll work together to get to the bottom of this situation.
Okay. So, again, no there there.
Up next, we shift our focus on the countdown to that Ohio kidnapping case, because that's number two here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hemp
USA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hot stuff. Talk radio. Big deal. Number one format in the country, according to information that came out this week. I'm Doug Steffen, up to number two on the countdown, the Cleveland captive case. Talk host Lauren Kahn and John Cass talking to reporter Lou Maglio about the charges filed against the suspect and the other two brothers being released.
Listen, there's been so many new developments on this story. Every time I read a new account, it's more troubling.
Yeah, it's been a sensational story. Just when you think it's going to be quiet for a while, something new develops. Ariel Castro, the man who harbored these three young ladies for 10 years, was charged with four kidnapping, three rape charges. He's being held on an $8 million cash bond, which effectively means he's not getting out of jail because the guy is broke, doesn't have a dime. So he'll be in jail until trial here. His two brothers, who were also arrested, they were basically set free. They had them on some individual warrants of open container violations, but they were set free. So the main target here is this Ariel Castro guy.
Has he said that he committed these crimes or confessed at all?
Well, you know, I'm hearing that the police department has indicated that he was extremely open with his discussions with them with respect to the investigation and the conversations, the interrogation. He's been extremely open. I would not say that I've heard he's confessed to them, but certainly he's not avoiding any potential role in what's happened here over the past 10 years. That's his maybe close to a confession as you could get, but as far as I know, he has not fully confessed.
The brothers, okay? Wait, they're cut loose now, or are they still going, are they trying to put the case on them?
No, because they're John, they are effectively cut loose, and you could say, well, how could they possibly have not known this? They were arrested at a McDonald's restaurant where they were dining with this Ariel Castro. They were all together at the time, so police picked them up all together. This was moments after the rescue of the three young ladies, and they thought there might have been some connection, but apparently they have convicted or convinced law enforcement people here that they didn't know what was going on, which I know sounds strange because their own brother would not let them into his house for years and years and years, and yet they're saying they never suspected anything was amiss.
Immigration reform number three on the countdown this week. Talk host Garrett Lewis with Genevieve Wood from the Heritage Foundation about just what the Gang of Eight's plan is going to cost us in terms of people and money.
There's $6.3 trillion.
How did you come to this cost? Because people that are here in the greater Tucson area are going to say, because some of them, the naysayers are going to say, this $6.3 trillion, you guys are making this up. I know it's a long answer, but in as tight of a time as you can, how did you come up with this $6.3 trillion price tag for amnesty?
Sure. Well, Garrett, you know what? It's actually, I mean, it took a long time to put the number together, but it's pretty basic math. I mean, what we did is we looked at who we believe this population to be. There's about 11.5 undocumented folks in the country that we believe exist here. We know that 50% of them have a less than a high school degree, so a 10th grade education or less. About 25% of them have a high school degree, and that's their highest level. So you've got 75% of these folks that have less than that have a high school education or less. And when you look at what the earning power of those folks will be, even once they're legalized and they become, you know, legal citizens, they become legal status and then they become citizens, the earning power, when you look what they pay in terms of taxes, FICA and income taxes and the like, compared to what they will likely take out based on just track records of people in these income levels before and educational levels, you get a deficit of about $6.3 trillion over the lifetime of these individuals. Now, we actually believe it's a fairly conservative estimate, because there may be more than 11.5, and you may have more children come in that are not part of this number, but we think it will be at least $6.3 trillion. Somebody will have to pay for that. And it won't be these folks, it will be taxpayers who have to pick up that tab.
Mark Sanford and Syria in the focus next year on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen back with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're overviewing the hot hits for the week of the 6th through the 10th of May. And at number 4, Mark Sanford's political comeback. Here's host Keith Larson talking about the former governor of South Carolina, Mark Sanford, getting elected to Congress and why he thinks it will hurt the Republican Party.
Republicans have actually succeeded in doing something very important here. They really have. In the I'll call it modern era, because in politics, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago is another era. It really is. So in the modern era, in the right now of politics, Republicans, through Mark Sanford, have succeeded in achieving exactly what they've wanted and talked about for probably 20 years now, 15, and that is achieving the moral status and standards of Democrats, politically speaking. The moral relativity of Democrats is what they've wanted for years, and in every swirl that has involved a Republican, they say, Clinton got away with it. Huh? Nobody ran Clinton out of office. Clinton got away with it. Yeah, sure, it's wrong. Yeah, it's slimy. Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah, he's a hypocrite. Yeah, no moral values. Yeah, lousy. Yeah, 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 yeah. But, Clinton got away with it. Well, okay, congratulations, Republicans. You have achieved. Sanford didn't step down, just like Clinton didn't step down, and now, Bill Clinton hasn't been re-elected to do anything, but, you know, his wife is doing okay out there. So, Sanford didn't step down, and he's been elected again in the face of all of it. So, I mean, this is fantastic on so many fronts. It is fantastic on this front of the moral relativity that Republicans have so long sought. See, some people erroneously thought that what Republicans mean when they talk about values, moral values, family values in public life, informing and guiding your politics and your behavior, that there's a standard to be followed and that it's a higher standard and that the standard is what matters and that you're supposed to hold yourself to the standard, be held to the standard. It's supposed to be that there's a standard. Not that the standard is, okay, well, if the other guy got away with it, then I ought to get away with it, too. But that's where we are now.
The other guy gets away with it, I ought to get away with it too. So you've absolutely achieved the equilibrium moral standards level with Bill Clinton.
Syria, number five on the countdown. From affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, our host Rick Jensen talking to Middle East expert Aram Nirguzian about Syria, claiming that last weekend's airstrikes by Israel were a declaration of war.
The big question right now is the Syrian government serious when they accuse Israel of declaring war with airstrikes that they've done before on military shipments from Iran to Hezbollah in Lebanon through Syria and having those strikes in Syria? So knowing full well that back in 2007, the Israelis took out a nuclear processing plant that the Syrians and others disguised as a train wreck that happened to kill scientists from North Korea, Russia, and Iran. We know now that that's not what it was. They have many times taken out military shipments from Iran to Hezbollah in Lebanon. But the action was taking place in Syria. Now there's a civil war. Is this different? And if so, how?
Well, first, the variables are far more unstable. There were a certain set of rules. For example, operations by the Israelis never had anything to do with the Golan Heights. Now you have a Golan that is outside the scope of control of Assad's forces. But by and large, what you describe, namely a pattern by the Israeli Defense Forces of engaging in deniable operations where they succeed in achieving their core objectives, but not triggering an overt Syrian response, stays largely unchanged. What that means in real-world terms is as follows. You do what you need to do to mitigate the risk of proliferation, weapons going to Hezbollah, that sort of thing. But ultimately, you don't do it in such a verbose and public way that you force the Syrians to climb up the escalation ladder in a direction that, frankly, they can't sustain and that could trigger a broader regional war.
Could this escalate Iran's proxy war against Israel, now using Syria?
Well, one of the major shifts here is that, unlike in 2010, you have a Hezbollah, which, as your readers may or may not remember, is one of the most important non-state armed groups labeled a terrorist organization here in the U.S. You know, it was largely uncommitted in Syria in 2010, and there would have been a risk, at least, of some kind of retaliation. But now, in 2013, Hezbollah is actively engaged in supporting, at most, the Assad forces. At least they are defending Shiite villages, as they say it, in an area called Qusair, just east of the border region with Lebanon. So they're heavily committed there. They're committed in defending shrines that are critical to the Shiite faith near Damascus.
Up next, the Boston bombing, gun control, and the record numbers on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, all on the way here on the countdown.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The countdown of the hot hits in talk radio. Every week we go through the items that are most prevalent on a lot of the news talk radio programs and stations that we overview. Up to number six this week, the Boston Marathon bombing aftermath. Here's host Bill Carroll talking about the deceased suspect who has finally been buried at some undisclosed location.
Tamerlan Sarnaev has finally been buried somewhere. So that's good in that we never have to hear about this again. I still can't believe that somebody took his body, though. All they're saying is that the funeral home, who's been trying to get rid of him for a couple of weeks now, finally found somewhere to put it, his body, local police. Yeah, I'm just going to go with it. I don't mind if I dehumanize this guy. Remains of a 26-year-old terrorist. They've been entombed somewhere. That's the word they used. They were taken sometime from the Graham, Putnam, and Mahoney funeral parlors, where his body's been since last Friday. The location was approved by Ruslan Sarnai, who is Sarnaev's uncle. He's been representing the family, and he and the funeral home director, Peter Steffen, been trying to figure out where this guy would go, trying to find a cemetery who was willing to accept his remains. Police confirmed in a statement today that Sarnaev had been entombed, but they would not disclose the location. As a result of our public appeal for help, a courageous and compassionate individual came forward to provide the assistance needed to properly bury the deceased. I don't get it. Why would someone who entombs his body, shows the body of this guy the respect that's intended when we bury someone, why would that person be described as courageous and compassionate? Courageous, maybe, because if anybody figured out who they were, they might lose a few friends. I don't think that's compassion. I really don't. I think it's not compassionate to say, yeah, I'll take care of the body with some respect. I guess they didn't take my idea about what day is recycling day. Just put him out with the recycling. Where he ends up, I don't really care. They didn't want to do that. But, yeah, somebody came forward and actually volunteered to do this. Wow. His body is no longer in our city and is now entombed. That's it. Boston's police commissioner, Edward F. Davis, welcomed the news that Sarnaev's body has been buried. He said, I hope it's been buried because I don't want to talk about these terrorists anymore. This is something that should be put behind us. I personally would like if we never had to mention these names again, ever. Well, hard to disagree with that.
Gun control number seven on the countdown. Host Matt Patrick talking to Ladd Everett from the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. They talk about Everett's concerns regarding a group that successfully made a gun from a 3D printer.
The Liberator is a gun that was made off a 3D printer. Cody Wilson,
made the gun, fired the gun. He's a UT law student. He uploaded the instructions to the websites, to a website, so that you can take a look at it, maybe make one yourself. Lad, is it the gun that concerns you more, or is it Cody Wilson?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the 3D printing thing, you know, I don't think is something that we view as a huge danger right now. I mean, you know, it's so easy to buy guns in this country that it's hard to imagine that, you know, someone would take the time to buy a 3D printer, you know, print out these designs, figure out what ingredients they need, and go through this entire process. But, mm-hmm. you know, with Cody Wilson, you know, you have a guy who's openly espousing insurrectionist ideology, who's declared himself to be an anarchist, you know, who wants to make, as he says it, our government under the Constitution irrelevant.
So,
and I think that should be of concern to all patriots.
But why? I don't understand. I mean, everyone's entitled to their opinion. If I have any concern at all, it would be about this 3D printer. And frankly, like you, I don't have a whole lot of concern by it, because I would never fire anything that was made off a 3D printer. I'm surprised this thing didn't blow up in his face. But well, he can say whatever he wants, right?
He can say whatever he wants, but look, I mean, if I was a law enforcement authority, you know, I would be paying attention to this guy. I mean, again, he is proposing the notion that, you know, we can basically absolve our current government by, you know, basically arming ourselves and employing violence when we disagree with laws that are in place. That's a very dangerous idea. That's the same exact idea that people like Timothy McVeigh have had in the past. And that's
So the Second Amendment does say that we have the right to arm ourselves against a tyrannical government. I've not read anywhere where Cody Wilson has espoused violence against government.
Oh, I think he's been quite clear about that. In fact, one of his quotes is, insurrectionism is as American as apple pie. And let's be perfectly clear here. If you read the Constitution, the stated purpose of the militia is to suppress insurrections, not to foment them. So this is a guy who very much is going directly against what Second Amendment author and our primary author of our Constitution, James Madison, wrote in that document.
Number 8 on the countdown this week, the record high Dow Jones Industrial Average. Host Jeff Messer talking about the numbers on the stock market this week.
Stock market, Dow Jones Industrial Average closing up. Just keeps going up and up and up. After breaking through that 15,000-point ceiling, closed for the first time ever, as stocks are continuing a historic four-year run that investors are just drooling all over. Mm. The Dow Jones is actually off to its fastest start to any year since the dot-com-fueled bull market of 1999. This is the year. It's just going up and up and up and up, and it's out of control. The wages have only been rising from since 2009, which is when this new run of the market has occurred. Wages have only gone up by 2% over the same period. Now, just to give a little tiny bit of perspective here, okay, this is interesting. It's right on the cover of the Wall Street Journal. The last time that the stock market made a big historic run, for example, let's talk about this time. It went from, in 2009, around 7,000 points. And in just over 1,000 days, right, it climbed to 15,000 points, more than doubled, less than 5 years. Now, to compare that, in 1997, the stock market Dow Jones Industrial Average was at 7,000 points, right? Same as it was in 2009. It took 10 years. Not four. It took 10 years for it to go from 7,000 points to 14,000. And then, of course, between 07 and 09, 2008 happened, and we all know what happened there. It went from 14,000 down into the toilet once again. But the climb back out has been rapid. By contrast, I looked up some numbers for cost of living increases. Like we said, this is historic, right, where the stock market has gone. Cost of living in 2009, the wages have gone up by 2%. Cost of living increases just in 2011 and 2012, 5.4% increase. So you do the math. Cost of living is more, just in 2 years, not out of four, if we're to assume Oh, no, sorry, 2.4. 2.4. So to assume in the five-year period, it would have been 5%. So we're talking about a 3% difference. That's just extrapolating those numbers out. So it was 1.7 and 0.7 just in 2011 and 2012. So 2.4, if you double that, you're right at 5. So now we're starting to understand why the people on the bottom not feeling any relief out of this.
Up next, Jody Arias and the Military Sex Abuse Report. That's next on The Countdown.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Hewer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Doug Steffen here, counting up. And we're at the number 9 item on the countdown, the Jody Arias trial and the verdict. Host Gene Mueller talking to media analyst Al Tompkins about the wall-to-wall coverage this case has been getting, reaching a fevered pitch this week when the guilty verdict was actually announced.
This case, the attention it is getting nationwide, the wall-to-wall coverage on some cable news channels, frankly leaves us all kind of slack-jawed, at least those of us who aren't in on this cult of Arias.
Well, I don't get it, but I've been looking at the numbers, so at least I can report the what, if not the why. Nancy Grace, as you well know from CNN's headline news, is the main engine behind the phenomenon that is the Jody Arias trial. And her numbers, her ratings, the viewership, is just skyrocketed since March, since this wall-to-wall coverage has occurred during primetime. Moved her, actually, her evening numbers, the 8 o'clock numbers for Nancy Grace actually exceed Anderson Cooper on the main channel by 100,000 people.
That is amazing. And
I don't know why, except that, you know, it's, I mean, let's think about this for a second. I mean, it's basically, it's a murder. There's nothing terribly intriguing about the murder to me. I mean, the facts of the case are pretty well known. They're pretty, clean cut. It's clear that she did the shooting. It's not a celebrity. There's no higher issue. There's no, you know, police incompetence. There's nothing that would normally attract viewership.
Yeah, none of the usual drivers, and we were wondering off the air in studio, what's the chicken and egg rationale here? Does HLN go wall to wall with this, and then the viewers come, or do they dabble in it, see the numbers, and then go, oh, we got to give them more?
Well, they've been on this in a large way for quite a while. And celebrity trials, various kinds of trials, as you know, Dateline and others have done trials for a long time, and trials themselves are interesting, but they almost always have to have some other element to them, you know, some element of intrigue or incompetence or, you know, the wrong person or something. And this story's never really had that.
And the number 10 item on the countdown, the Military Sex Abuse Report, host Bob Sullivan talking about this new study from the Pentagon, which includes an increase of 7,000 instances of abuse since 2011.
A Pentagon study, a new Pentagon study, shows the number of sexual assaults reported by members of the military rose from 3,192 to 3,374 in 2012. As many as 26,000 members are assaulted based on anonymous surveys, but not reported. That's up from 2011 by 7,000. So, if you include those who don't disclose it to military commanders, it would indicate that there is an increase in victim confidence, and it would also say that something is wrong. Now, this has to impact everything if you're in the military. This has to impact every single thing from top to bottom in the military. Now, is this because of gays in the military? Is this because of more pressure economically on us as a society? Is it just because the military is so high pressure that this is yet another release? See, this trend underscores, if there's 26,000 assaulted, and only 3,300 and change that are reported, this underscores a reluctance to come forward. So I've got a number of questions, and I got a number of issues here. Has something changed since I'm not in the military? If you are in the military, can you tell me, has something changed in the last couple of years to make these numbers go up the way they have? And for non-military and military alike, I could never understand while someone who was assaulted sexually would not directly go to the police department or the authorities. I don't get it. I never could understand that. If you are ashamed for something that happened to you by no fault of your own, and hell, regardless it was your fault, you still can't be sexually assaulted in this country or anywhere else that I know of without some sort of punishment on the perpetrator. So why not go to the cops? I never could understand that.
Recapping now, the Military Sex Abuse Report's number 10. Jody Arias' verdict is number 9. The Dow Jones surpassing 15,000. Big on some of the business and general interest talk radio programs as well. That's number 8. Number 7 is gun control. Number 6, the Boston Marathon bombing aftermath. Number 5, Syria. Number 4, Mark Sanford's comeback. Number 3, immigration reform. Number 2, the Cleveland captives. And number 1, the hearings that were held this week in Washington as the aftermath of the Benghazi situation. Now that's number 1. And you've heard it all here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.